All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving early. I don't know why there's a wall of glass in front of me here, but okay, fair enough. Listen, we have got a hell of a show planned. Rico with the day off. Now, I'm going to try to hit everything I need to hit, and I think we've got a plan to do this that is going to serve us the best, and it's going to serve you, the listener, the best. So work with me on this for a second. I'm going to give you 3.5 hours of fun. But I got to do 30 minutes of serious. If I don't do the 30 minutes of serious, I'm not loyal to the brand that I've created, and I'm not being honest with you about the things that, look, I talk about what needs to be talked about. Now, are we going to have fun with Thanksgiving? Of course we are. Is the marquee going to be in the house with the 12 reasons Michigan can beat Ohio State and will win? Yes, 100%. We're going to have a blast. So what I'm going to do is this. First segment or two, I'm going to hit something that's serious. And to our knowledge, no one locally is touched. We're going to do it. And then we're going to end it. And I'm going to move on and do the things that I need to do, but also you guys want to do. All right? So we're going to try to mix this up. Now, for people who miss it, I'll refer back to it with Odyssey.com Rewind. That's why the technology exists, and that's why it's free to you and you download it on your phone. So here's the deal. Anyone who was paying attention knew HBO Real Sports was going to do a piece on Michigan and Dr. Anderson and have John Vaughn on. And currently John Vaughn is camped out on the front lawn of President Mark Schlissel, outgoing President Mark Schlissel. I thought it would be covered. And it's not. I mean, David did a comb of social media. None of the local writers touching it. Certain writers, I mean, it's their job to cover the Harbaugh beat. And when I play this audio for you, I don't know how you don't cover it. Now, if there's a piece in the works and it just hasn't released yet, well, then I will show you the grace to say, well, maybe it's pending. But last night, the combination of HBO Real Sports running that piece and the Bow statue being vandalized, I think we need at least a segment on it because it is the backdrop, the deep, 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 deep backdrop to the game. Look, I would always make fun of people visiting Bo's grave just because you have to be a sociopathic weirdo to visit some dead coach and crack nuts on his grave. I never understood it. This is remarkable to me is that Michigan and OSU are about to play the biggest game in America. This is really the way the loyalists and the old school crowd, this is what they imagine Michigan, Ohio State to be. Top two teams, all the marbles. Now, obviously, not as traditional. It's not a trip to the Rose Bowl on the line, but it's a trip to the Big Ten title game on the line, which gets you to the playoff. The game, which we're going to talk a lot about today, is incredible. It's incredible sports theater. But the backdrop to this, no matter how hard the school tries to bury it, no matter how hard the media plays the cognitive dissonance game and doesn't cover it, the backdrop's real. You have victims camped out at the president's house. You have a statue of a man who I think it is more likely than not knew about some of the things that were going on. And the guy calling the game, who's on his way out, victim shamed, victims this summer. That's the ugly underbelly of it. Now, finally, because you're never going to get it from ESPN, there's too many Wolverines in management there and too many Wolverines on the network, HBO ran an extensive piece, an investigative piece, and we can play some of the sound. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of this, and look, I think a great number of people aren't aware. And do me a solid, for those of you calling up and cussing out a call screener, if you don't like what I'm bringing up, you can cuss me out. I don't care. I get paid Friday regardless. Don't cuss out a call screener. That's the coward's way out. Don't do that. You can talk to me. I'll be here till 6. But I want to play for you a couple of things because John Vaughn had a message. He was asked a question about Jim Harbaugh. And John Vaughn was the 1990 Big Ten Offensive Player of the Year, and John Vaughn was a hell of a good football player. And look, he was asked a question because Harbaugh defended Bo. Well, that's not the Bo I knew. And it's like, right, the victims knew a different Bo. That's a bad job by Harbaugh. We did that show. We're not doing it again. But I want to play for you, David. Do you want to go with John Vaughn's comments to Jim Harbaugh? Take a listen to this.
That's the most insensitive, irresponsible comment ever. When you know your teammates suffered rape. F*** you, Jim Harbaugh. And f*** everybody that follows you.
As plain as it gets. Now, you combine that. And I mean, David, how much audio do you have? I really don't want to play all of it, but if you think something can add something to this, go ahead. For people that aren't familiar with this Dr. Anderson thing, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what I'll play here is about the exams that he was given. He kind of explains how many times was a question of his exams.
All right, go ahead.
He says, we need to do a prostate cancer screening. He proceeded to put two fingers in my rectum.
How many times did you see Dr. Anderson during your years at Michigan?
Approximately 50 times.
And how many times would you say he gave you a prostate
50
exam?
50 times.
Play the other one. Go ahead and finish it out. And then I'm going to land my plane here. We'll do one segment and we're going to move on. But go ahead.
Dr. A told me that I had to give a sperm sample.
Why did he say he needed a sperm sample?
To just make sure there was no infection or anything like that. But he said, I need to finish to make sure I collect it right.
What do you mean?
He needed to finish me to collect the sperm sample.
Okay, so we'll stop there. We have more. And if you want to watch it, you can watch it, HBO Real Sports. But here's my point. The Bo statue got vandalized because the Bo statue's still standing. That's really the real problem here. Now, whether Michigan settles in court or out of court makes no difference. They are going to pay dearly. I mean, you've seen people estimate Michigan could be looking at a $1 billion settlement. But beyond it, you've had multiple victims come out publicly, and I can't speak to how many privately, have said they told Bo Schembechler. Look, the bottom line is the easiest thing the school could have done, and it's a miracle that it took this long for the Bo statue to be vandalized. It was spray painted with Bo New. It was painted red. Was that the community doing it? Was it Buckeye fans traveling to do it? I can't speak to it. It doesn't really matter at this point. The easiest thing the school could have done, just hit the statue with a Mack truck and move on. I mean, if the statue of Joe Paterno can come down at Penn State, take the statue of Bo down here. Guy didn't even win a national title, for Christ's sake. Like, really, let it go. But the reality is, this is this ugly backdrop. And to me, I understand if you take the statue down and change the name of the building, you probably add some credence to the victim's case. If I'm Michigan, there's no way I can argue my innocence. The football team doctor was sexually assaulting players for 40 years. It's just reality. And unlike your unhinged, senile play-by-play guy who's soon to be out of a job, I'm not going to not believe the victims or go with the Donald Sterling defense. Well, he did drugs. I don't understand how the week of the game, the statue gets vandalized, HBO Real Sports runs this piece, and it almost goes like a whisper. It's almost like people, and the media is complicit in this, they just want to whistle by the graveyard. They just want their pancakes. They don't want to have to make the pancakes or deal with going to the grocery store. They just want their pancakes. Like, both things can be true. You can deal with the reality of, you watched a broadcast when Michigan got one of their biggest wins in a while at Penn State. It was a very big win, and I got in an argument with a lot of people on that. That's a road win at Penn State, down with 3 minutes to go. It's a big win. Where you had announcers quoting your head coach saying they're embracing their Bo Schembechler. I mean, do I really need to do a comparison if a Spartan coach had said something of that like back when MSU was going through hell and the victims were going through hell? Come on, guys. Like, it's just clear your coach doesn't believe the victims. It's clear your play-by-play man doesn't believe the victims. It's clear that your school doesn't want to acknowledge any of this. And the media is happy to allow that to continue to happen. That's reality. And I just don't abide it. I think it's absurd. Now, there's no win. There's no winning. This has nothing to do with football. This has nothing to do with this incredible game we're going to watch Saturday. But it has to do with just do what's right. I said it this summer. I'll say it to you again. The easiest thing to do, you're going to pay the victims, and you're going to pay because it's right, and you're going to pay because it happened on your watch, and you're going to pay because you're guilty. But the easiest thing to do was to get ahead of this thing, and you change the name of the building, and you take the statue down. That's it. And if it costs you a few more dollars, so be it. Michigan's never going to be short on money, and the intrinsic value of getting ahead of it and settling this and moving forward trumps whatever increase may or may not be there. It is stunning to me. After press conferences outside of the Big House, after press conferences featuring a multitude of victims, after your play-by-play guy goes out and shames some of the victims, openly questioning them, then your coach with the blind defense that was all too common with the Joe Pa, the Joe Bots, as I used to call them at Penn State, to last week where your coach is still out there with the Bo Schembechler playbook, and you're like, really? And again, Sean McDonough and Dan Orlovsky either are blissfully unaware or are willfully ignorant to what's gone on. And now the week of the game, the Bo statue, which shouldn't be standing, is vandalized. And you have had a couple news stories on that. But you've had nothing about real sports. Nothing. Where John Vaughn, look, you can't write John Vaughn off as some lousy player, right? That's what so many have tried to do. Well, he wasn't a good player. As if that has any standing in this. Oh, well, he was unhappy and quit the team. Or, oh, this guy left. Or, oh, this guy had an axe to grind. No, hold on. John Vaughn was an accomplished player. John Vaughn goes out and basically says, bleep Jim Harbaugh and bleep anybody who follows him. That's explosive. That's explosive stuff. Probably crosses a line, to be quite honest. There's a better way to say that. I mean, not going to act like it's not spicy. But that's explosive. And here today, not a single word on any show on this station. Not a single keystroke at a newspaper as of the time we broadcasted at 2 p.m. What are we going to do? Pretend that Real Sports piece didn't run last night? My guys knew about it. Our show knew about it. It's our job to know about it. If you're a newspaper writer, if you're in the media game, you know about it. How do we just whistle by the graveyard? Look, we can do both. I'm going to do both. I just wanted to make you aware that it ran and it was really hard to watch. And it features some damning stuff. And the Bo Schembechler statue, the day that piece runs, gets vandalized. It's newsworthy. But I'm not going to make the show about it today. I think we open with it. I make you aware of it. You can go watch it if you want. And for a lot of you, you're probably like, what is this story? It just really is incredible to me how Michigan has been able to just whistle by the graveyard. How the media has willfully just, well, we know it's there, but if we don't talk about it, maybe it'll just go away. And then you arrive the week of the game and HBO shows up to town. I question the timing. To me, HBO should have ran the piece probably 3-4 months ago.
Correct.
I don't like the timing the week of the game. I can say that because this isn't about sports. It's about fairness. All these things were known. John Vaughn could have been interviewed months ago. Piece could have ran months ago. We know what HBO was doing. And again, the statue being vandalized the week of the game. I'm not going to turn this into the biggest thing ever. I'm more surprised it took this long. But how there's no coverage of that amidst, look, we're going to talk football. Believe me, football is going to take priority, and I get that. But this is the ugly underbelly of what is there. It's the ugly backdrop to what should be a celebratory week, a great week. It's a reminder that, you know what? This week isn't great for a lot of people. It's a reminder this isn't a great week for John Vaughn. It's not a great week for the people who were victimized by Dr. Anderson. That doesn't mean you can't enjoy your game, have your pancakes. But the idea that there's a media with people whose entire life is to cover the program and cover the coach, and they can't find their way that, I don't know, 14 hours after the program ran, you can't find a way, 16 hours after it ran, you can't find a way to put a piece. We're living in a digital age, people. There could have been a piece up on the overnight online edition. Or much less, you know, again, I don't program other shows, other stations, anywhere. No one talked about it. It's as if it just didn't happen. And I can't do that. We didn't do it with Michigan State. We're not going to do it with Michigan. These things deserve coverage. And John Vaughn, if you want to listen to him, watch the piece. Real tough. That's a tough watch. Now, if you want to just play pretend and you just want your pancakes, hey, I get it. But I'm not going to be the show that just ignores it because we want to have ha-has and talk about turduncans. That's not me being honest to what I do and honest to how I've built this show over 17 years.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.